This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, a recent announcement from CHI Mercy Health brings Dr. Jason Gray, the Chief Medical Officer, in with us this morning. Dr. Gray, thanks for coming in.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
So a big announcement about a $35 million master facilities plan from your parent company, Common Spirit Health. Tell us more about it.
Absolutely. I'm very excited. Very appreciative to Common Spirit Health for approving and funding this master facility program. It's going to allow us to enhance, to modernize, and to expand our capacities to help meet the needs of our growing community.
Now, obviously, the whole medical arena, a lot of changes, a lot of evolution in recent years, and this is a pretty big project for a community this size.
This is going to be a very big project on it. It's going to allow us to upgrade our facilities and to expand our facilities to meet the needs and the technological needs of our growing services for our patients.
Now, you've been in medicine for how long?
About 23 years now.
How many things have changed, or maybe should I say, is anything not changed?
I think the better question is, what has not changed, Kyle? That's a great point on it. You know, in the operating room, we're seeing more equipment. We're seeing robotics. They take up more space, more electronics. The rooms we have now just don't have the size and aren't built for that. So this will allow us to expand those, to meet those robotics, those larger orthopedic cases, allow our surgeons to increase the number of cases they perform here.
Now, you've got 190,000 plus square foot facility. Does that then increase with this project?
The overall footprint will remain pretty close to as it is now. There'll be a lot of remodeling in place. We will expand and add additional rooms to the emergency department. So we'll push out a little bit into the ambulance bays there and have to redirect some of the parking there.
And talk about some of the things that perhaps after this project you'll be able to do better.
Well, again, it'll allow us more flow in the emergency department. We'll be able to treat more patients, see more patients, even hold some patients who don't need to be admitted in the emergency department in a little more comfortable rooms. We'll be able to expand the types of surgical procedures we do. In addition, we'll have more endoscopy capability. We'll increase to 3 endoscopy rooms rather than our current 2.
And in an average year, how many people come through Mercy as patients?
In average year, we have about close to 9,000 that are either admitted or in observation status. We see close to 4,000 to 5,000 surgeries per year, in addition to nearly 40,000 patients who come through the emergency department each year.
And see, that's amazing numbers when you've got a county that's like 110,000 people. So basically about half the residents of the county, in essence, come through at some point in the year.
We touch many patients and many residents every year, hence the reason why we need to expand the ability to do this in a timely manner and for our patients and our residents' comfort.
And I know your organization has really pushed a strategy of evolving what you can do care-wise here so that folks don't have to travel out of town.
That's absolutely correct. We really want to meet our community needs. And what we can do, we want to do well on it, and we want to continue to expand and grow as our community grows and expands.
Now, how did you end up being a doctor?
You know, way back in high school, I realized I had a calling. I had a passion for providing care and for taking care of others. And then one step led to another and started internal medicine and then anesthesiology and moved here to Roseburg with my wife and have been very happy in the community and really see the benefit of being part of a smaller, more connected community.
So talk about some of the timelines for this. I mean, a project like this does not happen overnight.
No, this has been about a 5-year project already as far as design approval. Over the next year, we're going to continue to work on finalizing the schematics, the design, involving the stakeholders, involving the operators on that. We'll then be going for the permitting planning on that. We plan on starting construction sometime in the latter part of 2024 with an ideal end point of mid to early 2026.
Now, how do you have a hospital and do all the things that you do in the midst of a construction project?
That is always a challenge. One of our goals, though, is going to be to continue to remain open to provide all of the services, even in the midst of a construction project like this. It will be staged so that the operating rooms will remain available, the emergency department rooms will remain available, and the endoscopy. It will take a little bit of patience on our staff, our providers, and with our patients, but we'll work together to get through this and move forward.
Are you seeing in common spirit, is a lot of this going on right now of improving facilities around the areas you serve?
Common spirit across the country is really focusing in on expanding, modernizing, and improving services on that as long as there is the community need for it.
You know, it's interesting when you mentioned the robotics taking up more space. So there you have a operating room, but it needs to be bigger because of the equipment. So when you've got that as a situation, you really have to start making a lot of adjustments. I mean, you can't just push out a wall because that affects the next whatever's in the next room. This is a very complex project.
It is a very integrated project on it. Our OR modernization will expand the size by about 50% for two of our rooms, making it safer, more functional. But that then leads to the preoperative rooms, the recovery rooms, all those which have to be part of the jigsaw puzzle.
So talk about robotics. What has that been like to watch evolve?
Robotics has been an amazing technology. It is really allowing our surgeons to perform more precise surgeries with less disruption to the patient's tissue, earlier recoveries, less pain. The technology has allowed us to do things that were unthinkable 15 years ago.
And does that speed recovery times then?
In most cases, it does speed recovery times, shorter admissions, less pain afterwards for our patients.
I'm kind of fascinated seeing some video I've seen along the way of how these are conducted. I mean, it's almost, it's obviously science, but there's like an element of you've got to be absolutely precise with it, yet it seems like the robotics allows you to be, in fact, more precise than maybe a human hand sometime with another kind of instrument.
The robotics really augments the surgeon's capabilities on that. It allows them to be more precise, exactly like you're saying, minimize whether it be tremors, have that fine detail. The surgeon is still in the room. The surgeon is actually sitting at a console, maybe 5 feet away from the patient on that, and everything is controlled through those robotic interface on it. And it's really amazing how it amplifies the precision that the surgeon can perform.
Wow. So a lot going on with this project. And again, you say 2024 is when you'll really start to see something going on, right?
That's when we expect the final designs, permitting, and the construction to start.
Anything else you want to let folks know about for this big project?
You know, again, we're very thankful and appreciative for Common Spirit for this. And again, this is part of our long-term strategy to grow, to meet the needs of the community, and to evolve as the community evolves.
All right, Dr. Jason Gray, Chief Medical Officer at CHI Mercy Health. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.